Okay, well, two little vignettes I think are quintessential Keith Graham stories from CMA. I was asked, what were they thinking? They asked me to join the Board of Trustees in 1991 as a trustee, and a year later I became the counsel to the Board of Trustees, and at that time, no longer the case, but at that time it was actually... At that time, the position of counsel to the Board of Trustees was a statutory position. There was a separate code in the legal code of California that said they had to have one. So I was a trustee for a year, and then for 5 years I was their legal counsel, and that was again very rewarding. And I mentioned that earlier, having taken Katie to some of these hopelessly boring meetings. For a kid, I was pretty engaged. But you really served with the captains of industry, the people that CMA had identified to serve on the Board of Trustees. I mean, they were principal managers in Matson and Chevron Shipping and Marine Engineering and folks that really, and to a person, I think they were all CMA graduates except for me. Mm-hmm. They were folks that were proud of their CMA roots and had succeeded, and just to be able to, you know, go and sit with them was huge. The other thing I thought was interesting, again, the relationship to Military Sealift Command Pacific. I was the reserve attorney for MSC from 82 to 85, and the reserves were particularly integrated into the active duty MSC. But at one time, and I'm going to guess it was probably 1985, there was one unit of folks at MSC that included the following people: Bob Stewart, Dr. Bob Stewart, Bob Hammaker, the late Bob Hammaker, Mary Lyons before she became the president of the academy, myself, and Lindy Kiever, Mrs. Kiever, who was of course one of the early graduates of CMA. And I thought, boy, what a watershed group of folks, you know, to relate back to CMA. And it was the first time that I'd actually served with Bob Stewart and Bob Hammaker. And so later, you know, when I was already on campus at that time, so it was sort of a dual affiliation. But that was it was sort of a heady feeling to be having that many CMA faculty or faculty related folks serving in one Naval Reserve unit.
That's really great. So what's some of the work that you do outside of CMA?
Well, I was after I left active duty, I served remarkably enough for the Navy as an attorney, as a civilian attorney, and I was the construction counsel for the Navy Hospital in San Diego. If you go to Florida Canyon, you'll see him on the dedication plaque as one of the 38 people that built this hospital. The rest of the time when I wasn't in San Diego 3 days a week, I was between Alaska and Arizona on construction or utility projects. I had both of the Navy's geothermal projects, one at China Lake and one at Fallon, Nevada. I had a volcanism project, alternate energy project in the Aleutians. I had the Bremerton Naval Hospital. Then I started doing Superfund cleanups for the Navy as both plaintiff and defense counsel. Brought the first case for the Navy as a plaintiff that wasn't brought by the EPA in the United States in December of 83. In any event, I was on the road an awful lot, which I thought was inconsistent with being a new dad. Mm-hmm. So I tried to find a more sedentary job, and I took a job at Lawrence Livermore Lab, hired on essentially as a Superfund counsel. They'd had first one and then subsequently a second site at the test site become a Superfund site. And I served 10 years in council. After that time, the head of the facilities engineering organization was somebody that I'd served with in the Navy twice, Captain Jan Cook, U.S. Naval Academy, class of 58, and his son, David Cook, was an 86 graduate of CMA. I'd actually taught David here, but Jan called me up and his chief of staff had passed away very quickly from brain tumor. And asked me if I wouldn't leave office of counsel and become his chief of staff in an 850 person organization. Hard to tell him no. And then after 10 years of doing that, I got the job that I really, really waited 20 and a half years for, and that was as the deputy manager of our high explosives experimental test site in the Tracy Hills, where we have 11 square miles and do high explosive testing related to nuclear weapons reliability, a program called Stockpile Stewardship. And so I'm in my ideal job, having waited a good long time for it. But every Thursday when I come to campus for a 7 o'clock class, I've driven all the way from Fairmount, almost to Highway 5 at Los Banos, up 580 and the perils of 580 to 680 to get to school, and sometimes just make it by that much. But it's all still good when I get in the classroom.
Takes a lot of dedication.
It's still good. It's good. I don't know. I don't know why it's still good, but it's still good.
That's great. Well, as long as you enjoy it, I hope you continue enjoying it.
Thank you.
So, remote.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, we got another 10 minutes.
Yeah, so we need to.
Thank you. That was just two little things I wanted to.
Yeah.
Over.
I realized I didn't ask you what I did afterwards. So.
That was a nice end, actually.
Yeah, that'll.
It did.